Welcome back to Pleasure the Faux Bidness, episode 10, The Biz, The Ladies, and The Hanging Chad. Pleasure before Bidness.
Well, that was new. That was a fresh new music review, my brother.
That doesn't get any fresher than that wet leg.
Well, we're getting close to the next episode. What we got spinning right now, Ricky G?
Well, I wanted to get back into a little Chad Van Galen. We're up to his 2011 album Diaper Island, which I think might be maybe my favorite album, one of my favorites for sure. But this song is a good one. It's called Replace Me.
Yeah, this guy, man, he's in the PB4 zone. You know, when I kind of read up on him and all the things he does and his art and all that, he is definitely part of the PB4 lifestyle. And he also started a record label called Flemish Eye Records. And he's a Canuck. He's a Canadian from Calgary. And he signs or helps, you know, unsigned bands in the Calgary area. And a footnote here, they also combine forces with another outfit in nearby Bloomington, Indiana, by the name of Jaguar Records. And they're considered a micro indie type of label, and may have to do, I was doing a little bit of research on them today, but may have to go a little deeper on them as we keep the pulse for y'all.
Yeah, micro indie label. I think the PB4 might need to slide into the DMs. Well, man, we're moving right along here. A couple more albums off of Diaper Island by Chad Van Galen. And that's cool about the Flemish Eye. You know, he had a couple of albums on that. I didn't realize that was his label.
Yeah. And then it got discovered by Sub Pop. So with the underlying theme or note to thyself is Dream Cream, PB4, we could do the exact same thing with our enterprise. So there you go. We got the formula. Chop, chop.
Sophisticated palette. Well, got a couple more songs here off of Diaper Island. These songs actually... I like to play them back to back. When you hear them on the album, it's like they flow one right into the other. So The first song is called Freedom for a Policeman. But the second song is Can You Believe It? So just giving you guys a little advanced foreshadowing. When you're listening to the first song, listen for Can You Believe It? And tell me if it don't sound like one continuous track. But before we play that Freedom for a Policeman, let's get tuned up for the episode segment coming after these songs. So let Snoop give us a little intro.
Can we get a motherfucking moment of silence for this small chronic break?
Freedom.
Freedom.
Flowers blowing in the wind for you. Listen to this transition.
Fresh. Oh yeah, Chad.
Come on, can you believe it?
All right, it's 10:22, y'all. That's my favorite minute of the hour of the day, to be honest with you. 22 kisses.
Perfect timing for your segment, brother.
Yeah. We're going to go right into Thus Endeth the Lesson, where we take a passage from Snoop Doggy Dogg's biography written in 1999 by the name of the Dog Father. So tonight, let's get it started.
Well, let me cue you up, brother.
Tell it like it is, my nigga.
Talk that shit to me.
Talk to me, cause I talk back. It ain't my fault your girl fell in love with a gangster man. Now that's cold,
Jack. Talk that shit. Scotty Tecate. Tell it like it T.I. is.
Well, let me get a serious up in here. All right. From the book, The Dog Father. Right about here, I've got to take a deep breath and slow down a step to figure out where I've been and where I go from here. This book game is brand new to me, and writing out the story of my life using words that don't rhyme to tell a story from beginning to end brings up lots of memories you'd forgotten all about and gets you thinking about the turns your life has taken while you weren't even noticing it. And it's about here in the story that the plot begins to go in a whole different direction. I don't know about you, but for Snoop Dogg, these have been certain special moments that, looking back, have broken my flow in half. I'm going along with one beat strong and solid, and suddenly the tempo changes, the pace picks up, and you've got to move to a new rhyme or get left behind. For verse after verse, you're freestyling like a champ and everything's coming your way. Then, from out of nowhere, you're dealing with facts and figures, circumstances and situations that are strange and unfamiliar, with a whole different perspective that you haven't got the vocabulary to describe. Thus endeth the lesson.
Here, here. Well done, my brother. Man, that reading was a monster.
I got you on the ropes.
You do. I scrambling for a DJ segue here.
Let me give you a little bit of something that Snoop probably heard all his life down in the ghetto of LBC. Cuff him.
Well, let's get back on the rails.
That's what he's hearing now.
The Jamaican air horn in the house.
Right?
What's a little song by Chad Van Galen called Monster? It is off of his 2014 album called Shrink Dust.
Hey, Ricker.
Yo.
What are you drinking?
A little snicker of tequila.
Ay, 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 ay. I'm like, what is he hitting there?
I gotta take it easy on that, though.
We don't want to get off the rails, my brother. We're professionals. No. We never get off the rails.
Never.
AKA episode 4.
I was a monster.
Rawr.
It's a monster.
You know what came to my mind with the monster?
Mm.
The Pigfoot episode and saga, I should say. Pigfoot versus, well, we had the one-eyed giant versus
the Cyclops versus the one-eyed man.
There you go. That's what came to mind. And Pigfoot.
You know anyway, what came to my mind?
What's that?
Timberwolf. Running on pure adrenaline.
Yes, an often forgotten superhero. Timberwolf.
Yeah, man. Timberwolf, Chad Van Galen. And yeah, of course, we've got the... Breaking news. Steve Gunn has a new album coming out called Other You. Pre-order is now available via Matador Records. And just FYG, I have already pre-ordered. I'm a Steve Gunn mark. I love Steve Gunn's solo albums. He was a guitarist with Kurt Vile early on. And man, I love his music. He is actually playing at one of my favorite clubs of all time, the Grey Eagle in Asheville on December 10th. And I am very tempted to buy two tickets and see if anybody wants to roll with me. It's such a cool club. Steve Gunn is amazing. I cannot wait for his new album. It's called Other You. Again, I recommend pre-ordering via Matador Records if you want the vinyl like I do. And yeah, man, very excited for his new album. I've actually already reached out to him, FYG, to see if we can play his amazing songs on a future pod.
Nice.
What you got rolling, Scotty Tecate?
Yeah, new music for you in breaking news. I stumbled upon a new Tom Petty album, and it's a music from the motion picture She's the One, and it's actually a 25th anniversary edition. And the one song that kind of got my ear right away as I was listening to it, because who doesn't like some new Tom Petty that I'd never heard? There was one particular one, and I may get you on the ropes on this one, Ricky G. But he does a cover of Beck, which, of course, it's a PB4 favorite. And the song is called Asshole. And from the album One Foot in the Grave, he does a cover of that. And so I would love to hear some bars of that one if you're able to accommodate that, Ricker.
Yeah, man, I probably can figure something out, you know, being as I'm
a wizard.
Alan first.
Master.
One D.
Master at two.
Mastered by two.
Your brains went black when she took back the
He's so smooth.
Yeah.
Kurt Vile's a big fan of his, I believe, too.
He's very beloved in the style.
Any musician that does a cover of a Beck tune is good by me.
Yeah, and this, let me let this roll for one. And just putting two and two together here, brother.
Uh-oh.
We said earlier that Odelay was on the 25th anniversary.
Yep.
And this album is on the 25th anniversary. So,
all right.
Like, gives you a little glimpse inside Tom Petty's brain. You know, listening to Odelay, wanting to cover Asshole. I've long been a fan of this album.
Yeah, absolutely.
One
of my biggest regrets is never seeing him live.
Yeah, me too. This 25th anniversary does have four additional songs from the period. And I've read some cool articles just kind of about people that are close to him. You know, it's hard to move on. And these four songs were songs that were very close to them and reminded them fondly.
Well, we should take this opportunity to tip our cup to Tom Petty as well.
Yeah.
Tribute. Speaking of tributes, I think we got a special one coming up right about now. And Ricky G, do us the honors for the next.
Yeah, this one is a very special track. It mixes two of my favorite things, the Beatles and Tenacious D. I mean, who would have thought those two would have, I mean.
The two greatest bands of all time.
Exactly. What else could be said? This is a amazing Tenacious D cover of a Beatles song. The video, brother.
Quality production.
Oh my God, the video is amazing. It's Emmy worthy or whatever the award is for best,
dare I say,
of all time.
Play it.
Oh, I wasn't sure. Yeah, man, but real quick, before I hit the zero G switch here, the 7-inch is now available for pre-order via the Tenacious D website.
Something tells me, Ricky G, you've already put your order in.
I have. It's an expensive one. It's like a $20 7-inch.
Inflation.
But, all proceeds go to Doctors Without Borders. And I took the opportunity to order a pretty sweet Tenacious D hoodie. Well, while I was at it, I don't think it's shipping until November. So in the meantime, I will just enjoy it on Spotify. But, you know, I just wanted to call this out to you. I don't know if you ever heard this or not, but, you know, we've been trying to always drop a little Tenacious D in every episode. And it kind of reminded me of one of my favorite shows, Seinfeld. I don't know if you ever knew this, but they always would try to put something about Superman in every episode.
There you go. Geniuses, genius alike.
Yeah, sometimes they'd mention him. Sometimes it'd be a picture in the background. But yeah, could not have said it better myself, brother.
There you go. Give us some flavor.
Without further ado.
The D.
You never give me your money. You only give me your funny papers. And in the middle of negotiations, you break down. I never give you my number. I only give you my situation. But in the middle of
as I break down.
Hit it.
Out of college, money spent, see no future, pay no rent. All of the money gone, nowhere to go. Monday morning, hit the sack. What the fuck, y'all? Look at my crack. Yellow belly gone, nowhere to go. Bro, that magic.
The D does the Beatles.
Nowhere to go. And oh, that magic feeling. Nowhere to go. Nowhere to go.
Nowhere to go.
Break it down.
Roll. Rock and roll. One sweet dream. Pick up the sack, get in the limousine. Soon we'll be away from here. Step on the gas and wipe that tear away. One sweet dream came true. Today came true. Today came true. Today, yeah.
That's the day.
One, two, three, four, five, six, seven. All good children go to heaven. One, two, three, four, five, six, seven. All good children go to heaven. One, for all.
What?
Change it up.
Oh yeah.
All
right. Are you gonna
be in my dream?
And in the end, the love you take is equal to the love you make.
You know, I seriously want a motherfucking skit scat. There you go. Tenacious D, Beatles cover, You Never Give Me Your Money, and the end.
And let me just paint a little picture for you real quick. One of the reasons why I love to collect these 45s nowadays, I do have a jukebox that we can listen to them in, but this is a little seed that I want to plant with you, my brother.
Mm.
As we get out on the road and do our thing.
Because I'm talking about the road.
I actually have a record player that you can charge up and then take on the road without having to plug it in.
Because I'm talking about the road.
And I often, it's been a while since I've been camping, but I will typically bring this Rekka player to the campsite and set it up on the picnic table. And I will bring a collection of 45s with me.
Road.
So you and I will be camping someday, and I will take out my portable Rekka player. I will put it on the picnic table, and I will pull out the Tenacious D 45, which I have pre-ordered. And you're only allowed to listen to 45s. Technically, my portable will play a 33, but I prefer in the camping environment to listen to 45s only.
Okay. Very specific.
Very specific audiophile request. But just picture yourself camping with me in the future as we listen to that Tenacious D Beatles cover on a portable record player.
BYOBFO.
That's a t-shirt right there. B-O-Y-B. Fo.
BYOBFO. All right.
A couple more here. I think you got a little Euro.
Yeah. Well, before I get into the Euro business, I just want to get another quick shout out of Everyman Jack's Beer Juice. Tame that beast and make it purr like a kitten.
Hold on one second. Hold that thought, brother.
It was an impromptu.
No problem. I should have been ready.
Nothing to be ready about. Just a quick shout out to one of our pretend sponsors. Just dropping it in.
I know, but I did want to do a little special thing for you, but proceed and I will let you know when I'm ready.
Okay. Well, am I going into the American Song Contest or another pretend sponsor by Risho?
Turn
your analog into digital. Risho. Faux show. All right, so my new music news. No, it's not new music, it's breaking news. Is one of our episodes in the past. Oh yeah. Everyman Jack's Beer Juice. Tame that beast and make it purr like a kitten. Okay, that was worth the wait.
I'm ready. My G.
That was a microphone drop right there, but it all worked out in the end.
Your spider sense was tingling.
Great catch. Well, I'm going to give this one a quick one. I talked about Eurovision on an episode way back where Italy had won the Eurovision champion of the band and song of the year in the European countries. They are bringing that same concept to the American soil, called the American Song Contest. And it's going to be an adaptation of Eurovision, where there will be a representative from all 50 states, 5 territories, and DC. And they're going to compete for the title of a best original song. So look for it in mid-2022. Oh, okay. It's coming to me now, Ricker. You're giving me a PBFO. Maybe the Dream Cream should be representing the ATL in Chi-Town. Is that where you're going with that?
Yeah, my chakra is percolating.
Whew. The Dream Cream may have to submit an entry into that. So what state would Rhea represent, though?
The state of fresh.
Yes, indeed. So that's more to come on that one, Ricker.
It sounds like we got some unfinished business.
That indeed we do. All right. Well, so let's wrap this one up. And what else you got? ASAG.
We got a little tasty treat here. It's a new collaboration with Natalie Bergman and Beck as they channel their friendship into a brand new collaboration. They join forces to release a cover of Lion's psych soul gem, You've Got a Woman.
See the stars.
All right, good one, Bricker. New Beck tune.
Oh, that's such a good one, brother.
Ruth.
Well, yeah, man.
What we got up next, Ricky G?
Just moving along to another amazing Chad Van Galen album. This one, I'm only going to play one song, but man, there's so many great ones on this album. It's from 2017. It's called Light Information. And I'm going to play the song Old Heads. Is the operator keeping all my shells together, my brother?
All the old heads, including myself. All right, Ricky G, the hits keep on coming. Let's get this going.
Yeah, man. Well, I'm gonna try and pull off this segment here. It's called The Pleasure Principle. And I was wondering if you might like to start us off, my brother, by reciting the first two pleasure principles.
I'd be honored. Pleasure principle number one, take care of the needs of others before your own. And pleasure principle number two, memorize pleasure principle number one. ASAG. Just one song, I've got to go now. It's the pleasure principle.
It's the pleasure principle, my brother. And I guess it's about that time that we impart the knowledge of pleasure principle 3 to all of the PB4 listeners. Yeah, man. So just a little peek behind the curtain here. You know, you and I recently started this podcast, and, you know, after a few episodes, we decided to start a social media presence on Facebook. And while most of it, the majority of it, has been very positive, there have been some bad apples, which I guess there always are. You know, anytime you open yourself up to love, man, you know, you always make yourself vulnerable. And it's actually a very beautiful thing, opening yourself up like that and, you know, opening ourselves up to the public. Like I said, it's been almost totally positive, but there have been some crazies out there, so to speak.
Haters are going to hate.
Haters are going to hate, man. And it's something that, you know, I just have to get better with myself personally. You know, I'm kind of not really a major social media guy, but, you know, so this is a big step for me. The old hermit here in the mountains of North Georgia, making himself vulnerable on social media. And, you know, I was able to take a big lesson from Kendrick Perkins recently on
Big Perk.
He was on Stephen A. Smith, First Take. I love listening to Big Perk. And Big Perk, he really helped me talking about the haters. Check it.
Mouthful. The man gets very deep. The man gets deep. We all know that. So Perk, look, this is how he reacts to the haters. How do you react to the haters?
Well, you know what? If you ain't popping, you don't have haters.
Truth.
And guess what? If straight up, I mean, look, I embrace the hate. I love it. I love it. Look, when I was playing, I'm going to go back to my playing days. KG always used to say, when you have a good game or you do something good or whatever the case may be, and you rush to the newspaper articles or to the television, you want to hear them talk good about you, do the same when they talk bad about you, because that elevates you. Now that I'm in the media game, I get hated on by so many people. Oh, Perk, he speak with broken English. Perk, he mumbles a lot. I don't care. I don't care what you say. I'm going to keep doing me, because guess what? The television want to see authenticity. The television want to see the real. I'm going to be myself. So keep hating. You keep shining. That's what you do. You use fuel, and you shine on them haters. And where they can't sleep at night, they tossing and turning because they want to be in your shoes. Use that as fuel to the fire. Carry on.
You know what I'm talking about, man?
Big Perk. Telling it like it is.
Yeah, man. You know, I took a lot of inspiration from this clip. You know, and all future perpetrators are going to be sent to Big Perk.
He's on the PB4 staff?
He is. He's going to discipline anybody that has a problem. Any haters that got a problem, you will be sent to Big Perk for discipline.
Stop perping.
Stop perping or perk. Perk is going to put an end to that perp. And let me just let him finish the lesson.
Perk.
You know what haters are, right? Haters are people that are mad because they're not where they want to be in life. And they try to point the finger at everybody else instead of looking themselves in the mirror. Like, I had to address some people on Twitter, like the numbers on the house, saying, oh, yeah, they hired Kendrick Perkins and Richard Jefferson at ESPN. And it's quote-unquote so many African-American journalists out there that have been trying to thrive their way up to the top. Don't blame me. You might need to reevaluate yourself. I'm just doing Big Perk. You might need to switch up some things that you're doing. Don't blame me for the position that I'm in,
right?
Because I'm being.
Amen.
Maybe you need to take a look at yourself in the mirror, reevaluate yourself, cleanse your soul. Cleanse your soul, because you'll never get anywhere in life having a dirty soul, all right? And that's the gospel for today.
Thus sendeth a lesson.
Yeah, man. This hate has got to cleanse their souls, brother.
Quit perping.
Yeah, don't be perping with Perk. So here, let me fade this into the pleasure principle number three, brother. The hate has got to cleanse their souls. You got to open yourself up to love, because PB4 is all about love. Kill them with kindness. Love is all you need. Which brings us to pleasure principle number three, my brother. And for this one in particular, I got to channel one of my favorite bands of all time. I'm going to tune into the Beatles here, brother, and we gave it a little foreshadowing earlier with the D. Mm. But let's just break it down here and get into pleasure principle number three.
And in the end, the love you take is easy.
Pleasure principle number three. The love you take is equal to the love you make.
Powerful. Pleasure principle number three.
It's the pleasure principle. Oh, oh, oh. Principle of pleasure. Know what I'm saying?
Yeah. All right. Good one. So we got three. We're up to three in our pleasure principle doctrine. All right, Ricky G.
Yeah, we're going to have to
get it going.
Probably like etch those in stone at some point. But in the meantime, let's pay homage. Oh, hold up. Hold the dough.
Cut that part out.
Yeah, sorry. I've been pretty good with my producer.
All right, the pleasure principle. There you go. Janet Jackson.
If you're nasty. So yeah, man. Probably want to kick back into a little Chad Van Galen here for you. We're getting towards the end here.
Home stretch, baby.
And for this one in particular, we're going to transition to Chad's songs off his latest album, 2021, brother. The world's most stressed out gardener. Gonna kick it off with a mellow song. It's called Where Is It All Going? And as we tune up, let's let Snoop give us an intro.
Can we get a motherfucking moment of silence for this small chronic break?
Thank you.
Arriba.
Abajo.
Al centro.
Adentro.
Oh, yeah. Note to self, when we played Chad Van Galen songs at the end, we played Jammers.
Put your arms around me, baby, and I'm feeling great again. Love that line, brother. Mm. Well, brother, for this particular one here, I'm actually, I don't know if you noticed, I put on a special hat here.
I see it. You're going to be Raiden from, going to get into the samurai situation, I'm assuming.
Yeah, this was my birthday present from the LIFA, this hat. I don't know if you can check it out at all.
I can check it.
And on the 4th of July, him and I were both kicking it on his porch, smoking a cigar in these hats.
As you should be.
Yeah, exactly. It's fantastic, brother. But anyways, I thought I would don this hat because this is probably the single... radio play single, as it were, for Chad Van Galen on his latest album, 2021, The World's Most Stressed Out Gardener, and this song, which is killer video, FYG, that he animated. It's called a Samurai Sword.
Has anybody seen?
My samurai sword leaning up against the outhouse door.
Yeah.
Well, let's I think I sense my spidey senses are tingling right now along with the chakra
percolating.
And they're percolating and I've sensed some smooth situation about to be stowed.
Yes y'all, I've been excited to play this one and read this one to you, brother.
Well, here's another episode of Thus Endeth the Lesson. Ricky G.
Yes, yes. And let me start it out with another cut off of Snoop's new album. It's called From the Streets 2. And this song, which seems very appropriate, is called Say It With Your Booty. Let me break down this reading here. I mentioned before about how I used to hang out on the playground with the whites, Latinos, and Asians that would be bussed into the hood from all around the country. This was probably the first time I got up and close and personal with the kids from a whole other world, but it worked the other way too. One year, me and some brothers got selected for a busing program that we took to the invisible boundaries that divide the white part of town from the black. And word, I sure met some sorry ass folks on the other side of the tracks. Seemed like every grown up I met, every teacher, all the mamas and daddies of the kids in my class, had some kind of guilty trip they were trying to deal with. Feeling sorry about being rich and white, having all that good shit in the big mansions, with that 3-car garage and built-in barbecue and the jacuzzi, with those little styrofoam floaties put your drinks on while you were kicking it naked style in the pool with your wife, or that bitch you got stashed in an apartment down on the west side with a nose job and a tit job and a little red Mercedes convertible that you'll be making payments on. Seemed to me these assholes were living fucked up lives, all hidden, full of secrets, feeling bad about not having anything to show for themselves except a pile of cash and a bleeding ulcer. Thus endeth the lesson.
Oh, we breaking it down.
Feel it.
All right. I feel it. Well, it's hard to believe. We're at the end of the rope here, brother.
Yeah, man. We've touched a lot of genres, touched a lot of chakras.
That was a journey we just took.
Yeah, man. We're spreading love and peace, brother.
Yeah, and that's hard work sometimes, but it's something that we're born to do. When you're born into it.
We are born to do it, man.
You know, frankly, I think that may have been the best episode ever.
It may have been, man. You know, it's you and I are blessed to have so many great friends. We love each other so much. There's a lot of love reciprocated, and kind of the philosophy of PB4, man. You know, we want to spread that love. We want to expand the circle of friends out towards you guys. Make ourselves vulnerable. You know?
Indeed. Well, as always, it's been a pleasure to, the pleasure's all mine, spending the last 2 hours with you. So we hope you enjoy this episode. Episode 10, monumental. Tip a cup to some of the fallen legends that we talked about today.
Most definitely, man. Peace and love.
Biz Markie and Tom Petty. yeah, that'll wake you up.
And as Chad Van Galen likes to say, man, pieces on the rock.
Peace. Chad Van Galen, everyone. Fade now on a sunset. There you go. Thank you. Thank you very, very much. We love you, PB4. Out.
Didn't go as exactly as planned, but
anyway, good night, y'all.
PB4
out.
You got what I need.
Oh, yeah. All right, brother. And that is a wrap, y'all.
R.I.P. to Biz Markie.
R.I.P.G.
At this time, I thought just having a friend couldn't be no crime. Because I have friends, and that's a fact. Like Agnes, Agatha, Jermaine, and Jack. Forget about that, let's go into the story. About a girl named blah, 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 that adore me. So we started talking, getting familiar. Spending a lot of time so we can build a relationship. Some understanding how it's gonna be in the future we was planning. Everything sounded so dandy and sweet. I had no idea I was in for a treat. After this was established, everything was cool. The tour was over and she went back to school. I called every day to see how she was doing. Every time that I called her, it seemed to me was brewing. I called the room, a guy picked up, and then I called again. I said, yo, who is that? Oh, he's just a friend.
Come on.
Thank you guys so much. We love you so much. PB4 in the house.
Peace.
3, 2, 1.
Pleasure!
What is that? All right.
I got that one in at the end.
What's that? Yeah.
Goodness.
PB4.
3, 2, 1.
Pleasure!
Banter. Well, that was a good episode.